It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? E-scooters will not be banned outright, according to the government, but they are set to be heavily regulated. Now, you may have been listening over the past couple of weeks. There's been a lot of talk in the news about children receiving life-changing injuries using e-scooters on our roads. There's been a very concerning pattern of serious and life-changing injuries to children caused by e-scooters. Now, more than one-third of all paediatric traumatic brain injury admissions in Temple Street were related to e-scooters. You may be aware that last week there were six children in intensive care suffering with injuries caused by using e-scooters. Now, here's the question. Should there be an outright ban on e-scooters? Now, the government has said, no, there won't be, but they are to be heavily regulated. A ban on sales to those under the age of 18 now, not 16. It's 16 at the moment. It's to be raised to 18. High-vis jackets and helmets will be mandatory for all scooter users. And later this year, legislation will be brought in requiring the licensing and registration of all e-scooters. A person will not be able to use an e-scooter without a driving license. So in other words, the government was thinking of banning e-scooters altogether, but then decided to basically increase the laws on e-scooters, make them licensed and registered, and a person will not be able to use an e-scooter in the future without a driving license. So that's getting very, very, very tough. But a lot of people believe these are just death traps on our roads, and we need to get rid of them for once and for all.
Can I just point out before, because there's some topics I have very little to say about. This is not one of them. I have a lot to say about this because I have a vested interest in it, and I'll talk.
And what
to
is your vested interest?
Well, you got an e-scooter? My wife does, and she uses one, and she needs one. She uses it to get to work. She's had it for the last 5 years, and she would be lost without it. And I'll get into that in a second. First of all, I want to say, people using the story of what happened in Finningsmeath, we have to be very careful of what we say about the Grace Lynch case, because that is before the courts now. And as you know, somebody is charged with that, with what happened with Grace Lynch. It was horrific what happened to Grace Lynch. It should never have happened. But people using that argument on her Facebook page are very, very stupid. That was a scrambler, not an e-scooter. A scrambler is much... You can't even compare the two. It's like comparing an airplane to a boat. You can't compare the two. Grace Lynch, that tragedy was due to a scrambler bike. And can I just say, since Grace's law came in, it hasn't fucking stopped them, God forgive me. And sorry for cousin, because it angers me so much. I was driving down Davitt Road in Crumlin there earlier on. I think it was actually Friday afternoon. And there was two young fellas going up that road doing wheelies on scrambler bikes. So it's done. Those young fellas don't give a shit about what happened to that poor girl in Fingus.
Okay, but my argument here is...
the scrambler issue is... So don't be bringing that up. The scrambler issue, I agree completely. No scramble bike on any road in
okay.
Ireland.
Okay, do you accept that on the roads we have a problem with electric scooters, particularly with young people?
We have a problem with scooters when they are in the hands of little Yupro scumbags. So my wife uses an e-scooter every day to get to work. It's the only way she can get there. Because we don't have a decent transport system, she uses her e-scooter. That's how she gets to work. Okay? She's not taking up a car on the road. You know the way the government are all about, you know, use public transport, whatever. Don't be using your car. She uses her e-scooter. She is a responsible user. She has a helmet. Yeah. She's indicators that she bought to put on the e-scooter. She is always in a bus lane or in a cycle lane going to work. And the scooter that she has is a regulated scooter, as in it doesn't go 60 kilometres an hour. And you cannot compare what she does to some little yuppro going around with a balaclava over his head, going around Cherry Orchard, doing wheelies on his e-scooter and using it to sell drugs.
Okay, well, what the guards are...
I saw three lads on an e-scooter.
No, no, I've seen it myself. I've seen it myself. Okay, what the government are saying is that there won't be a ban, but... It will ban the sales to from under 18. So the law is going to raise from 16 to 18. Okay.
I support that. I support that. Yeah.
Okay. High-vis jackets and helmets mandatory for all e-scooter users.
I support
users.
That as well. Yeah.
Okay, grant. Legislation to be introduced to treat e-scooters as mechanically propelled vehicles. That means they will be required... to be licensed and registered. Do you agree with that? Little reg plate on the back of your scooter?
Once it doesn't cost any money.
Oh, I'm sure it will cost money.
That's just a battery power thing. You shouldn't have to register it. No, that's stupid. It is not, by the way.
Finally, a person will not be able to use an e-scooter without a driving license.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's complete
Why
bullshit.
Is that bullshit?
It's just
bullshit.
Driver's license for an e-scooter. Would you stop? The problem
so
here...
So you either support new regulations or you don't.
I support all the other ones because my wife already does that with the high vis.
Oh, right. So you don't... Why, is she not got a driver's license?
She shouldn't need a driver... It's her own business. You shouldn't need a driver's license for an e-scooter that only goes 20. It only goes 20 kilometers.
You should have to prove that you know how to use the roads, that you know the rules of the road. You should have to prove that.
She does know how to use
it. How do I know that?
My issue here is the government can, or sorry, the Gardaí need to be able, they're blaming responsible users. Do you see the amount of adults that go to work on e-scooters? Huge amount of workers go to work on e-scooters. So this is my message to the Gardaí and to the government. Don't blame responsible e-scooter users because you can't stop the scumbags on them, using them for nefarious purposes.
Okay, let me ask you then.
Hang on, shush for a second.
No, don't say
to
me.
We did not decide to ban cars because there was young fellas joyriding cars, did we? What did we do when young fellas started joyriding cars and robbing cars? Did we ban all cars and say, too many young fellas are wrapping themselves around lampposts with cars, let's ban all cars? No, the Gardaí need to come down on the scumbags instead of sitting, this is to the Gardaí, the traffic police, instead of sitting in bus lanes trying to catch grannies driving up a bus lane so you can issue a little poxy fine to them. How about you go around these estates? I can name 15 estates where e-scooters are rampant with yuppros on them. Go around those estates.
Okay, the guys are saying that there's been a significant increase
bullshit.
In Garda operations.
Bullshit.
1,412 e-scooters have been seized. There have been 793 prosecutions for possession of e-scooters. In other words, the guards are doing something. May not be enough, but they are. Anyway, this goes back to my point.
My point is, let's not punish people like my wife and responsible, the tens of thousands of responsible e-scooter users. Let's not tar them with the same brush as the uppros who are using them in housing estates to deal drugs because they can get away from the Gardaí, to carry their six mates around the estate and to do wheelies and races and all that.
Is it not simpler then? To make the law just crystal clear, they're not allowed in our roads, full stop. By the way, this is nothing unusual.
Let's ban all cars.
No, why would we do that?
Because teenagers joyride them at night.
Here's the thing. In the UK, they have banned the use of e-scooters with the exception of rental scooters. So with rental scooters, they have control over the speed of them because they're regulated. They have control over where they're able to be used because they're GPS tracked. But you can't have a private scooter for your own use because they're not legal.
It's bullshit. Gardaí, do your job.
No, it's not bullshit. That's actually the fact in the UK.
The Gardaí need to do the job that they are paid to do. Lads, you are paid to enforce the law. And 15-year-olds, I saw, there was a young fella the other day, one that was about 12 years of age.
No, I've seen him myself.
Okay, so the parents of these little scroats obviously don't give a fuck about their kids. Yeah,
correct.
Because they bought them. They've bought them these scooters, yeah? So the parents have bought them. They don't give a fuck about their kids. It is your job on Garda Síochána to take these scooters away from the irresponsible owners and leave the responsible adults, like my wife, with their e-scooters to be able to go.
Okay, would it not make it much easier to implement the law if they were just illegal on the road and then the guards could literally go around impounding every single one of them? It's black and white. They're illegal.
But let's make everything legal that young people can get their hands on. Let's make drink illegal because young people can get their hands on.
No, but it is illegal for young people.
What is?
Drink.
But it doesn't stop. Yeah, but let's make it illegal for everybody. That's what you're saying. Everybody should be punished because young people are getting their hands on it.
Okay, do you not accept that they are extremely dangerous?
In the wrong hands. In the hands of yuppros, yes, they are extremely dangerous because at 15 or 16 years of age, they don't have the mental capacity to know how to... My wife is a responsible e-scooter user. And I would not put her... Would you put my wife in the same category as a yuppro going around Cherry Orchard?
No, I wouldn't.
Selling bags of...
No, of course I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, there you but go. The fact of the matter is that they are so dangerous that maybe we do need to take them off the roads.
More people are killed in car accidents. So let's ban cars.
Do you remember back in the day, motorbikes with a sidecar on them? Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Okay, they were banned because they're so fucking dangerous because you're so low to the ground and whatever. Nobody really batted an eyelid. They were just banned and that was it. Okay, our question...
You can't turn back the clock on these scooters now. Too many people are using them to actually get in. The uppros aren't using them to get into work should they don't work for a living.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd like to hear from you on this. The government has said that e-scooters will not be banned outright. We're asking you, should they be? We're back in a sec.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.
Aisling, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aisling?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks, Aisling. Well, what's your view on this? Should we have an outright ban on e-scooters?
Definitely. I really think that you need to do a test to drive them. I think that nobody under the age of 18 should be allowed on these things. I feel like it should be treated like a car. You need to do a driving test. You're on the road. You need to know the rules of the road.
And I agree wholeheartedly. Jeremy, you actually snubbed that idea, the idea of having a driver's license to ride a scooter. Why are you so against that idea?
Because if you're only allowed by the standard ones, which are limited to 20 kilometres an hour, that's not good. That's the same as a push bike. It's literally the same as a push bike. There's absolutely no need for all that. You don't need to sit a test to cycle a bike. E-scooter users...
But they're not only going 20 kilometres an hour.
No. The ones that you're legally able to own only go... The one my wife has goes, I think it's 23 kilometres an hour is the maximum speed on it. And they're the proper... And the reason she bought that was because she knew what the rules were against speed. But I've seen young fellas go... I don't know where they get them from, but I've seen young fellas go down the roads and they're doing about 60 or 70 kilometres
an hour. No, I agree.
I've seen it myself.
But isn't it simple, just make them illegal and then nobody's on one?
No, because why should...
Yeah, and if you want to have one, you need to go and do a driving test. Simple.
It's not a weapon in the right hands. It's absolutely not a weapon in the right hands. Why would you need to do a driving test for an e-scooter? All you do is literally press the button on
because
the scooter. And
you're on the road. You're on the road, so you need to do a test like everybody else who's on the road with something that's powerful. And they're not only going 20 kilometres an hour. There's, as you said, there's some going 60.
Now, they're the illegal ones that we know. What the government have said is that they're not in favor, they're not going to ban them outright, but what they will do is make the laws tighter. So it'll apply to over 18s now. You'll have to have a high-vis and a helmet. They will also have to be licensed and registered from later this year, and a person will not be able to use an e-scooter without a driver's license. You're in favour of all that, although, listening to you, you'd prefer to have them banned.
I would prefer to have them banned, but I know it's not like, you know, as Jeremy said, his wife uses one and she's responsible, but she's the minority. There's a lot of people that adults are going around. I'm sure there's been adults who have hit people that think they're responsible, but they're not, because there's loads of people going around, elderly, deaf, blind, walking out of shops, being hit by these. Like, I honestly think that they should be banned. And if they can't be banned, you should have to do a test and they should be taxed.
Okay, so let me ask you then, why should somebody like Jeremy's missus have to forsake her scooter because some parents, some irresponsible parents, are buying these things for their kids and letting them out on the roads on them?
Because she's going on the road, so she should have to do a test.
I mean, it's as simple as that,
Jeremy.
That's
how I feel.
You do a test because you're going to be using our roads. Simple as that.
But sure, then cyclists don't have to do a test.
I actually think they should.
And why would you not want to do that? Why would you not want to do the right thing? If you want to have something so bad, instead of getting the bus or an Uber or a taxi, and you want to do this to get from A to B, what is the problem with doing a test?
Well, because there's no skill involved in being on an e-scooter. You literally just press
there
down the little...
There is. There's skill. It's all about when you're driving in a car, you don't go on your phone and text somebody or ring them. They're on their fucking e-scooters and they're on their phones as well.
Okay.
Maybe not your wife, but a lot of people don't do the right thing, Jeremy.
I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah.
So what is the situation? You listen to our podcast from Australia. What is the situation over there as regards e-scooters?
Oh, there's loads of them going around. Loads of them going around. And they're fucking lethal. It's fly-by.
It's not just a problem.
And I'm from Finglas and I'm coming home in 4 weeks from today. I'm coming home for 5 weeks and I can't wait. But I'm listening to all the shit that's going on. And it is worrying. And I just feel like all these little tow rags, yup bros, as Jeremy calls them, are running a fucking muck.
So, okay, what's it like in Australia then in comparison? Are young fellas running amok on scooters?
No, they're on scooters, but like they're not as what they're like in Dublin. But it is still a problem, and you do see a lot of them.
Is it a problem that the government is thinking of getting tougher on?
I haven't heard anything about that here from the government, but like here in the community, like on the Facebook pages, people do say like about e-scooters and not scramblers because they're not here. And actually they are, but they go into proper places to ride them.
Yeah,
they don't ride them like up and down the street,
which we don't have here.
Lads, if you look over the last year, you look at the injuries sustained from e-scooter accidents in Ireland, okay? What have all those cases got in common? Can anybody tell me?
You're about to tell us.
Go on. What do you know?
I don't know, no.
The majority of...
Jeremy, you know everything, so you tell us.
Okay, the majority of accidents involving e-scooters in Ireland in the last 24 months all involve young people. Not people my wife's age going to work. It's yup bros, as I said before, lashing around their housing estate on e-scooters. I'll give you...
Jeremy, who's causing all that? With the yup bros, they're fucking parents who are buying them and
absolutely, 100%.
Like this is why this needs to come in, because there's parents sitting on their arse in their fucking house, their little tow rags are out running amok on their e-scooters that they bought them and their scramblers, and like what else can happen? Because the fucking parents aren't going to do anything because they don't care. As long as their kids are out of their hair. So something has to happen because this cannot go on. It's absolutely
And is a ban the an, is a ban on. The answer, Aisling? Something you want to see happening?
Well, a ban, I think, or if not, because I know there is people like Jeremy's wife that is responsible. That's why I'm saying about driving tests.
It's an insult.
Because they're going around, sorry, they're on their e-scooters.
Sorry, hang on, Jeremy.
No, they're going around on their e-scooters. They're having their phone, putting the video of them on their e-scooters on TikTok.
Yeah, no, I've seen the person they're knocking into. Hang on, Jeremy. Why is it an insult?
I'll come back to you in a second.
I just want to know why it's an insult to ask somebody to have a driver's license to use a mechanically propelled vehicle on the road.
Now, it's more stats from this. The average age of patients presenting themselves in hospital for e-scooter related injuries, 12 years of age. That's the average age, 12. The youngest victim. By the way, this is on Breaking News already. I'm not making this up. The youngest victim admitted to hospital over an e-scooter accident was what age would you say, Adrian?
No idea.
What age would you say, Aisling? The youngest person in Ireland?
I'd say 6.
3 years of age.
Jesus.
Being carried as a passenger on an e-scooter at 3 years of age. Now, that wasn't an adult.
Yeah, but this is why you need a license, because, like, How is that happening?
Because of irresponsible parents, that's the bottom line, either by allowing them onto a scooter as a passenger or by buying them one of the things. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How are you, Adrian?
Now, Darren, the government have said, no, we're not going to ban e-scooters, even though there was a lot of speculation suggesting they may. They've decided not to, but they're going to bring in tougher rules around their use. What do you think?
It's a load of shite. Do you really think that the uproars using them scooters care about regulations coming in?
No, I don't. But the laws that are being brought in will make it tougher to use them irresponsibly.
It won't make a difference. In my job, right, all them e-scooters get taken off people up in town or wherever, get brought to us to be scrapped and crushed at the end. Now, when I tell you, say about maybe 40 or 50 a week come in, and that's only one scrapyard. So that will just show you how much is being confiscated from people over, around the country.
Okay, I think
the guards are wasting time going around rounding up all these scooters because there's more important things to be at than rounding up scooters.
Do you not accept that they're extremely dangerous?
Of course, the same way a car is dangerous, the same way a mountain bike is dangerous.
There's a bit of a difference. Darren, there's a bit of a difference between a car where you're protected in a steel cage and a scooter where you've no protection at all.
Yeah, but what's the difference in a bike or a mountain bike? I can get 60 or 70 kilometres an hour on my racing bike going down a hill. If I come off that bike, helmet or not, there's a good chance I'd be dead.
Okay, but let me ask you then, because the government has said they're not going to ban them, but they're going to make the regulations tougher. You'll have to be over 18. You will have to license and register it, and you will have to have a driver's license to use one.
Yeah, it's the same way, Adrian. People still go driving around with no insurance, no tax, no license. It'd be the very same with the scooters. Them scumbags don't give a shit. They laugh at that, chasing them with no license. They get taken off them and they go out and buy another one an hour later.
Can I just address a comment that Amanda's pointed out to me on her Facebook? Because this pisses me off. It pisses me off that people don't listen carefully. Or maybe she's late to the party and is only after listening to have the conversation. But Angry Viv, you know Angry Viv and messages. She just said, and I'll quote the comment she just said. And you've been invited onto the podcast, by the way, Viv, but no doubt you're busy. Very bad. She says, fuck off. This is directed at me. Fuck off with your, it's an insult comment. It's an insult to the parents of Grace to say that the laws they are fighting for sure didn't apply to your wife because you're offended. Fuck off, she says a second time. Again,
that was a scrambler, a stupid egot.
Yeah, because does she not realise the difference between a scrambler? I don't know, can you be that stupid that you don't know the difference between a scrambler?
Some people can.
I said that this at the start of the podcast, Viv. Maybe you were making a cup of tea at the time, so I'll say it again slowly. What happened to Grace should never have happened. That was a scrambler. A scrambler is a motorized vehicle that can reach speeds of up to 100 kilometers.
It's a motorbike.
It's a motorbike. We are talking about e-scooters, Viv. The key is in the word. It's a scooter and it's E, which is electrical. So I said scramblers should be banned completely. I don't care who you are. You should not own a scrambler. I also spoke about the fact that since Grace's law was brought in, I've seen more scramblers than ever before because these kids don't give a fuck about the memory of that teenager. So don't insult my intelligence spouting your bullshit when you don't know the difference between a scrambler and an e-scooter. It's an e-scooter. It does a maximum speed. If you're riding the ones that are properly regulated, it does a maximum speed of 20 kilometres an hour. A push bike goes faster, for fuck's sake. I'm annoyed now.
Have you got that rant off your chest?
No, I'm only starting now. No, can you not...
Can I just say something as well?
Yeah, go on.
I don't know. I think the last caller said there should be licence. But sure, having a licence for one is not going to stop you from crashing.
No, but it might stop you from running into someone. It might stop you behaving irresponsibly.
The people that use them, Adrian, in the wrong reasons are going to do that anyways, regardless of licences, regulations, or any of that shit.
Okay, so you're quite simply saying no to a ban. There is no need for it. Just tighten up the rules a bit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's the government's lazy way out.
Okay, stay there for a second. Aisling, let me go back to you for one second. The government deciding not to ban e-scooters is a lazy decision and the government's way out of this.
Do you know what? Darren is always a fucking dickhead. But I have to say, he's saying about you going a certain speed, blah, blah, blah. If you want to go a certain fucking speed on your e-scooter and crash into a wall and kill yourself, fair enough. It's the fucking person that you hit That is the one who suffers.
Yeah, that woman's calling me a dickhead. She doesn't even know me. Number one, I don't own an e-scooter.
I've been listening to you for the past 3 years on this podcast. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I'm telling you now, if you want to go on your racer down the hill at 70 kilometres or whatever you said a few minutes ago, fair enough, you hit into the wall if you want, but don't fucking knock down the person that's in front of you because you can't stop. And you'd need a licence to have an e-scooter. Because the majority of them aren't going 20 kilometres. They're going... Huh? Don't go so fast.
If I had a license, would that stop me from crashing, would it?
No, but you'd be held accountable.
No, well then.
You would be held accountable.
Held accountable?
Yeah.
How the hell would I be accountable when I just do a legger, like the rest of them do?
Come here, Darren, you're actually talking more bullshit than you usually do, honestly.
Well, you're making no sense, woman. You're saying there I should have a license. I'm saying a license is not going to stop you from crashing.
No, it won't stop you from crashing, but it will hold you accountable. You will be known who you're like.
And you actually don't drive if you think you should have a license for a scooter.
Premier, I've drove all over the fucking world, unlike you down in Tullamore or wherever you live.
I'm making assumptions again. That's fucking lovely, isn't it? You're a lovely person.
Your opinion all the time woman. Makes people... No, and thank God I don't. People make assumptions about you all the time with your stupid crap that you come out with. You don't care about people driving around on these lethal weapons. And I know Jeremy is saying to go 20, but a lot of them don't go. A lot of them are illegal.
Is this woman drunk? When did I say it's okay to go around on e-scooters lit? When did I say that? Clean your ears out, will you?
You're blaming the police.
You're hearing things, woman.
Okay, whatever, Darren. I'm not even talking.
What are you saying? Like, you can't. You've no argument there.
Let me bring in Kieran on this conversation.
No, I'd be against a ban. It's very unfair on. Genuine e-scooter users. I'm not an e-scooter user, but I think this would be a step too far. Why don't we just enforce laws that we already have? This is a constant problem in Ireland. You know, all across laws in Ireland, we talk about changing laws, this, but if we just enforce the laws that we have on the statute, then the problem would be eradicated. Tighten the laws up a bit around age, insurance requirements and that, and then it'll be like every other vehicle. You know, you won't have the problems that you're having now. So it's unfair to put a complete ban on e-scooters, and not to mention the fact it's going to cost jobs. So just enforce laws that are already there, tighten up the ones that are difficult for the Gardaí in terms of age verification and that kind of thing.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. So the government's saying we're not going to ban e-scooters outright. We're just going to make the regulations around them much tougher.
They need to just ban them outright. Full-on ban. Ban e-scooters. They should have brought a full-on ban in when they brought in the ban on scrambler bikes.
Well, all they did was toughen up the laws on scrambler bikes. Scrambler bikes were always illegal to use on public roads. But sorry, let me just go back to the point of e-scooters. What about the responsible e-scooter user who uses it to get from A to B, doesn't carry on disgracefully, isn't a nuisance on the road? What about those people?
They can always just get other transport to where they got to go. They can always get the bus. They can always get the Lewis. There's other means. I can just get the bus.
Okay, well, let me ask you then, in terms of the...
My wife doesn't live on a bus route that will enable her to go to work. So it's easy for you to sit there, Anthony, saying you should do this and you should do that and you should do everything. You don't use an e-scooter. Has your life been affected negatively by an e-scooter?
I've nearly been hit by people on e-scooter, nearly seen them knock over the elderly on paths when they're going to the shops. I've seen that happen a lot. Whenever I see it, I yell at them, "Would you watch where you're going?" And they tell me to F off.
Okay, if you have an e-scooter and you are going on the footpath, you're a fucking idiot and you don't deserve an e-scooter. And I would say to you, and again, going back to my wife, as the stereotypical, responsible adult e-scooter. She wouldn't dream of using it on a footpath. She uses it in the cycle lane the way it should be used. So those people are fucking idiots. They should have... They're obviously... Well, what age were the young fellas on the e-scooters that were nearly knocking down a pensioner?
Well, some of them looked young, about 14. Or did not even one or two adults who were going on paths on the e-scooters seeing that as well. I just think there should be a full-on ban. Just ban them all, have the guard seize them all and just turn them into scrap metal.
So what about the people like Jeremy's wife?
My wife just spent 450 quid on a new one.
I was just about to say,
literally.
What happens to his wife and other responsible users of e-scooters? They spent a lot of money on their e-scooter. Should they be given their money back? Should we have some sort of an amnesty?
If they're responsible, then yes, they should probably give them their money back as compensation.
But nothing, even though the government has said we are not inclined towards a ban on e-scooters, you still believe that there's such death traps, we need to ban them even for responsible owners?
Yes, I do. I think it should just be a full-on ban, because when I see all those scumbags on those scramblers nearly knock over the elderly, I was really horrified by what kind of life they actually did knock over that person. They would have just kept going on. They wouldn't have stopped. They would have just kept going on, because all those youths, all they do is think about themselves. Just scumbags.
Okay, again, Anthony,
I'm getting a bit annoyed at some of the comments here on Facebook who are mocking me. Like, they just can't stand the fact I'm right about this and they are wrong.
That's your problem, Anthony, is you always think you're right and you're actually not in this instance. We all agree that e-scooters should be banned from yuppros who have no responsibility and no care for anybody. They should never have had them in the first place.
They're the same people that would literally give the two fingers to the law and do regularly. You just said yourself, since the tougher regulation on scramblers come in, there's more of them on the street than ever.
But that is a guarded job.
The same disrespectful little scumbags who just think they can do whatever they want and the guard can't properly punish them. They can't put the fear into them.
There should not be one scrambler on our roads following what happened in Finglas last year. Not one scrambler.
But there are, as you just admitted.
That is a Garda job. The Garda need to get the finger out, get the scramblers off them and destroy them. But to put scrambler bike owners and e-scooter owners in the same category is absolute bullshit. And I won't stand for it. I will not have e-scooter users being tarred with the same brush as scrambler users. And by scrambler users, I mean the young fellas going on the road, not on scrambling tracks. I'm talking about young fellas that are belting up and down that I saw in Crumlin last week doing wheelies on the main road. Those fucking idiots, they need to be taken off and have their bikes. But for Anto to put my wife in the same category as a 15-year-old going around selling bags of white in his estate on e-scooters is absolutely ridiculous. And it's just typical.
Okay, Anthony,
typical of Anthony, typical fascism.
Let's just deal with this.
Ban everything I don't like. Ban everything.
Anthony, let's just go back to the point here. The majority of e-scooter users use them responsibly. And to ban them for those responsible users is absolutely ridiculous. What do you say to that?
I just think it needs to be an outright ban. And some of the comments on Facebook, you have some people who are just insulting me, calling me Adolf. I mean, that is just so offensive to me. These people who just keep commenting, keep slagging me in the comments that they don't have the balls to come on and disagree with me on the show. They just like to be little keyboard warriors. That just really offends me. Some people are in the comments that keep mocking me.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, Stephen. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I think the e-scooter should be banned altogether on public roads. But Micheál Martin should ban it and listen to the people and not make other rules, but...
And do you believe that the public believe they should be banned? Do you believe there is a majority opinion that wants to see e-scooters taken off our roads?
Oh, yes, I agree, because, seeing the people going on it and they use mobile phones and I see young children going on it as well. It's absolutely crazy. And look what happened to that young child who's been injured and it was on Virgin Media News yesterday. And my goodness, my thoughts are with their family, what they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So you would like to see them taken off the roads, full stop?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But even for Jeremy's wife of this world, who are responsible?
I don't know, but I think what they should do is, for people who are using e-scooters, like, say, going to work, just get a bike, like an ordinary bike.
Then let's deal with that for a second. What is the difference? Yeah. With a bike and a scooter, and why should one be illegal and the other not? Because it could be argued, on a bike, even without a motor, on a push bike, you can go a lot faster than 20 kilometres an hour. In fact, I was knocked down by one a couple of years ago, and my Jesus, he sent me flying, and he was only on a push bike.
Yeah, I witnessed somebody fall off the electric bike 2 weeks ago, and I came over to find out, is she okay? And thankfully, touch wood, she's okay. And, you know, an electric bike, very dangerous as well, too.
And should they be banned as well?
Well, not quite really, but just only the e-scooter, because they go very fast when you're walking in the footpath, or say you're going into town. And I just saw one just about 10 minutes ago before I came on, and he went very fast. And because on these country roads.
And again, the point about that, Stephen, is they're not meant to be going very fast, because it is illegal to sell vehicles in this country, electric scooters, that can go over 20 kilometres an hour. That's illegal. So yeah, they shouldn't be going very fast.
No, because there's a lot of people getting injured or even killed, because a young man in his 40s has been killed in Galway just last week, and he just died. Got with him, you know.
Nope.
And he's literally from Brazil, and it was all over social media.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Stephen, if you can, please. Let me bring in more opinions on this. Robbie.
You can very easily bring in a license for e-scooters. It would be a very basic application form with a very, very simple road safety test.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Ciarán. Should there be, as Stephen said, an outright ban on scooters? Electric scooters,
no.
That is.
No, not at all.
Why not?
Not at all. Why? Because, like Jeremy said, you know, responsible people who, you know, where do you draw the line? Responsible people shouldn't have everything in their life.
And by the way, Ciarán, can I just say, it was actually a friend of mine that just texted me to remind me of this, where I'm going to literally destroy Adrian now in one argument. Adrian is going on about for the greater good, and he was talking about, you know, we should ban all e-scooters because the people have been injured.
No, I didn't say that. But
and my argument was, Adrian, that the vast majority of e-scooter users are adults using them to go to they're middle class people.
Yeah, but in the same breath, and that's fine and responsible and all that, but in the same breath you said, oh, it's ridiculous that my wife might have to have a driver's license to drive this thing.
Is this a message from a mate of mine? Isn't this the same Adrian that gave out about the thoughts of drink being banned on flights? His exact words were, I'm a responsible drinker, why should I have to suffer?
People aren't dying on an aeroplane because somebody had a pint.
You had an absolute
shut up for a second.
You had an absolute shit fish when they were
Are not dying on aeroplanes because the person sitting beside them is having a drink or is a bit drunk.
People are dying.
No. There are 6 kids in intensive care in hospital on life support because of e-scooters.
Who gave them
e-scooters? Nobody on life support because somebody had a pint, one too many on an aeroplane.
Who gave them e-scooters? Did they fall out of the sky? Did Santa Claus give them? Who got them e-scooters?
Santa probably did give some of them, yeah.
The point is, your argument against the whole drink thing was, why should I have to suffer because of
it? There's no comparison.
Oh, there's
here.
A big comparison.
This is why are seatbelts legal? Why is it illegal to hop into your car and not put on your seatbelt?
But it shouldn't necessarily be, because it's your own body. You should be able to, like, you suffer.
It's to protect you from yourself, basically. Sorry, Ciarán. You're also against the notion of a ban. You think it's unfair to responsible users.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, don't forget, people who have a driving license already are covered for e-scooter use.
Yes, I agree. And that is the case.
But mind you,
Jeremy, you're still against the idea of having a driver's license to go on your e-scooter.
I don't think it's necessary. Why do you need an extra license?
to prove that you know the rules of the road, to prove that you're capable of behaving responsibly.
Yeah, fair enough. If you don't have an existing driving license, fair enough. If you're new, you should have to do a test, yeah. But, I mean, that'll eliminate all the, you know, Jeremy says, the upros, the guys who aren't going to bother filling in forms and turning up for tests.
Those same young people are going around on scooters that weren't sold legally in Ireland, that are way above the permitted speed limit, it's already against the law, yet nothing's been done about it.
Exactly. So tighten up the laws, bring in the laws that they're proposing, tighten up the laws that are already there, and this problem will go away, because you won't have, it's unfair on responsible users. You won't have, with tightening of laws, the Gardaí said last week, it'll make our job a lot easier. He was talking about an outright ban, but it will make their job a lot easier. If everyone had to be over 18, produce your ID, your license, whatever. Not against a license for scooters. Tighten up the laws.
See, the problem is as well, Ciarán, and I saw this down in I saw this in Bluebell the other day. There was a young fella belting up and down the road in Bluebell on an e-scooter, and the guards were there, and the guards turned on the lights. And the problem with e-scooters is the guards couldn't actually chase this up row on the scooter, because when you have a scooter, you can go over a footbridge, and he literally went over a footbridge at Bluebell. The guards can't catch them. So I don't know how they... unless they start putting out stingers on the road to get them off it. But something does need to be done. Something scooters
absolutely
e-scooters should not be in the hands of people under 18, in the same as scramblers should not be in the hands of of anybody on the road.
Under 18, you mean, I presume, Adrian.
Yes.
Stephen, let me go back to you for a second, Stephen. He's basically saying, no, there is no need at all to have an outright ban on e-scooters. Let's just implement the new, tougher laws and leave it at that.
I think he's wrong, Adrian. I think he's absolutely wrong. Because, you know, the e-scooter is very dangerous. They shouldn't be on public roads or even footpaths, because a lot of people really get hurt or injured or even killed. And also, when you see young children as well, age 12 or 13, they go on the e-scooter. And that's quite scary.
Okay.
Adrian, another quick point. If we turn this the other way around, forget the uproars for a minute, turn it the other way around. What about the people who are being injured by people on mobility scooters? And I would include a relative of mine in that.
Well, mobility scooters don't go very fast.
No, not necessarily, but they can cause injury. And are you telling me you don't see them being driven on footpaths
I do, but they don't drive terribly fast, is the point I'm making.
No, they don't, cause injury.
Nobody's ever been hospitalised from a mobility scooter. You're talking about the ones that go on holidays, where you see all the old Brits going around them on the little scooter.
The one my gran used to have.
Yeah, they only go about 7 kilometres an hour.
That's fine, but there's a little bit faster in injury, and you look on YouTube, they're on the motorway last week. Yeah. Poor unfortunate guy was didn't know where he was and what junction he took and all this, and then he's on the hard shoulder at the N7.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to bring in one final call, and that's you, Leona. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leona. What did you want to say on this? Should we have a ban on e-scooters?
Yes.
Yes, why?
My niece's best friend was Grace Lynch.
Okay.
And I've seen firsthand the fallout of what that has done to my niece and her friends. And I don't think any family should ever go through that again.
And I agree with you 100%. No family should ever have to go through that. However, and again, we have to be very careful about the way in which we talk about this case, Grace's case, because somebody has been charged in relation to dangerous driving around that incident. But that person wasn't on an e-scooter. They didn't hit her on an e-scooter. It was on a scrambler.
I've seen people being hit with e-scooters as well. The damage is the same.
I agree. It can be quite bad. I don't know if it's exactly the same as a scrambler, which can do 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 kilometres an hour. But I take your point. Do you think that the law should apply to both, and they should be taken off the roads altogether?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question related? Absolutely. Can I ask you a question related to this? Actually, Yona. I don't know if you were listening to the football podcast. I mentioned this earlier on in the podcast that since what happened to Grace and since the law was passed, clamping down on scramblers, I've seen more scramblers than ever before on the road. How does that make you feel when you see these young fellas still going? Like, they'd all be aware of what happened you'd want to be stupid not to know what happened. How do you think that these scumbags are literally...
Truthfully, it sickens me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially after seeing what it done to me niece. Like, my nephew drives a scrambler and I don't like him driving the scrambler anymore. I've asked him to stop. He's not going to.
Where is he running on his scrambler? Where is he riding his scrambler? On the roads? And why doesn't he just buy a motorbike legally?
Listen, if you can get an answer out of him for that one, be my guest.
All right, but you can't.
No, he won't listen to me. He drove past me one day doing a wheelie and I rang him and I said, I just saw you. He was like, no, it wasn't me. I said, it was you. I said, I recognise your tracksuit anywhere.
So knowing what happened to Grace, he still continues to use a scrambler.
I haven't seen him on it as much, to be fair, but at the same time, he still uses it. He does still use it.
Oh, geez, that's horrific. Isn't that absolutely horrific?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it is, and the thing is, with Grace's death was, and obviously, like, it hurts me when I see any family going through it, but to see my niece going through it was something I hope to never, ever see again.
Okay, so you can see, you can't see past an outright ban, even for people who use them responsibly going to work every day. You're saying tough, they're too dangerous.
The thing is, where do you draw the line? How do you know that these people are using them responsibly?
Okay, here's where I think you draw the line. So if you look at a shop like Halfords, which sells e-scooters, Halfords would only be the big shops. The maximum speed, as far as I know, of a scooter they sell is 15 miles per hour, which is 21 kilometres an hour. 21 kilometres an hour is not, in fact, bikes go faster. Don't think you can compare, like, you can get a scrambler that does 160 kilometres an hour. Like, that is a killing machine.
You can adjust the speed on the scooter.
I know. How are they doing that? How are they
I don't know.
Honestly, there was a fella going by me on an e-scooter there the other day, and it was like a jet he was on. It was literally...
That's one that was brought into the country illegally, that are sold on the continent or whatever, and you buy them online and you bring them into the country. They're not being sold in Halfords. No. And the ones that are being sold in shops here with a 20-kilometre speed limit, it's very hard to adjust them dramatically. You can adjust them a bit.
I suppose it would really depend on who they're selling them to, making sure they're selling them
But the reality of it is, Leona, as well, in many cases, they're actually selling them to adults, i.e. mammy and daddy, and mammy and daddy are letting their young ones use them, and that's the problem.
And as you say, Leona, your relation, the guy that's on the scrambler and doing wheelies on the main road in the scrambler, he ain't going to listen to you. He's not going to
listen. The only way he's actually going to listen is if the bloody thing is confiscated.
The worst part about that is, I didn't have a fight. I had a discussion with my sister just after Grace had died, because I put up horrible comments about that young lad, I'll be honest with you, because my niece was hurting and it was hurting me. And my sister was like, well, your nephew, and I was like, well, he should have to pay the price of it with him as well.
All right, and as we said, unfortunately, we can't go into any more detail
understand that.
While you're here, while you were talking there, I was just looking up online. I can get an e-scooter imported into Ireland today. I'm not going to give out the website, but this e-scooter is €1,475, a lot more expensive than my wife's one. And Adrian will tell you, it's like a bloody motorbike. So this is an e-scooter, and the Mac, while you hear this, the maximum speed that this e-scooter does. Okay, so my wife's maximum speed on her e-scooter is 22 kilometres an hour, thereabouts.
Okay.
This e-scooter that I can get imported into Ireland today for £1,475, the maximum speed on it is 130 kilometres an hour.
That's a fairly fast e-scooter. But again, this comes back to the point that has been made that Retailers in Ireland are not allowed to sell them.
Of course they're not. It's a death trap.
But you can literally go on and order that now before the new law comes into play.
That's what the Gardaí need to clamp down on. They need to clamp down on the because that going down the road. If you came off that alone, you'd be. And by the way, these uppers are all too cool to wear helmets. They won't wear helmets.
No, nope.
They wear balaclavas over their face. And we hope you and the family are doing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, with kids on e-scooters and scramblers. So wearing balaclavas instead of helmets. Yeah.
We've seen them all. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call, Leona. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. The upshot of this conversation is the government is not going to ban them outright, but is going to bring in new, tougher regulations on their use.
Can I just say on a lighter note, because it's been a very heavy conversation, in Salou last year for holidays, there was a group of English lads who were on a stag in Salou, and it was so funny to see. And they'd obviously, when you go to rent those mobility scooters, they don't ask why you want them. They just give them to you. So they'd all gone into a shop. We were sitting in the restaurant looking at this happening. And across from where we were sitting down, there was a mobility scooter rental. And 15 big English lads went in and rented mobility scooters. And we could see them every day going around Salou on their mobility scooters.
That's very sad.
Just 15 lads, literally, and those mobility scooters, they only do about five, don't they?
Five or six kilometres. Yeah.
But just to see the lads going back to their hotel at night, oh, boys, on their mobility scooters. That'll be you in a couple of years.
What?
That'll be you in a couple of years.
Not if it's only 5 kilometres.
I saw videos of you on holidays.
I want a fast one.
You were literally struggling to get back to your hotel.
No, boss, it's not a bother on me.
Struggling.
Not a bother on me.
Struggling you were.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And before we go, we have the promised Opinions Matter travel mug to give away.
Oh, yes, we do. It's been a while since we've given them away.
It has, yeah.
So let's give away three.
Three? Let's do it.
No, I just said we'd give away
three. Yeah, three. Go.
So if you would like a travel mug or a travel jug, whatever you want to call it, all you have to do is WhatsApp.
It doesn't have a handle on it. Jug has to have a handle.
It doesn't. For the purpose, handle, not necessary. all you have to do is WhatsApp the word big jugs.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, big jugs.
Big jugs.
You like big jugs, don't you?
I like big jugs, and I cannot lie. WhatsApp the word.
Pathetic.
WhatsApp the word big jugs.
It's actually two words.
WhatsApp the two words big jugs to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. You WhatsApp those two words big jugs, and we'll get someone with big jugs to pick out three winners.
Absolutely.
And we'll notify you if you've won, and it'll be sent in the post.
All right. Once again, send the words big jugs to 085-825-2626, and you could win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous Stairs and Landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.